Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been
training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategies that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings.
How can you create your ideal lifestyle and become the person that you know you are capable of becoming? And I think that's the major difference here. You know, a lot of people talk about achievement and accomplishment, but it's about awards and accolades and power and status. And as I've said before, those things are fine. But what we're after here is, how can we create a lifestyle that you just love? You know, a lifestyle that is in pursuit of things that you truly find meaningful, the things that bring you joy each day, but also to challenge yourself to be the person bringing the joy to each situation of your life, to becoming the person that you know that you are capable of becoming. Because the best thing you could ever achieve in your life is that striving each day to be your highest self. Because not a lot of people around the world would raise their hand and say, hey, I want to focus a couple weeks on improving my life. Most people can't even focus on improving their life for a day. And what it says is, you're, in my mind, a person to be admired, because not a lot of people will strive for excellence and growth in their life. And they certainly won't commit to it at the level that you have, because this is about having a life that you truly feel, that you truly sense, and that you truly love each and every single day, above and beyond just the achievement stuff. Long-term achievement is ultimately gonna come from a balance of new philosophies in your life, you know, new principles, new psychological mindsets, but also some new practices, some things that you can specifically do to get ahead faster. We all have different practices in our life. We should have daily things that we do every single day. We should have things we do every week. We should have things that we do every month. We should have things that we have to do every single year. And we should think about the different things that we could do in those areas in terms of our health, our relationships, our mental, physical, spiritual renewal, as well as our financial or sort of material aspects of our lives. So these are just practices. So let me give you an idea. Every day that you wake up, I encourage you, and last week I said, you know what? First practice, just when you wake up, be thankful, drink some water, do some stretching, breathe deeply and wake up, right? A daily practice for you might be, if you take each of these, for your health, a daily practice is you're only going to have 3 meals during the day. Not lots of snacks, not lots of crazy little potato chips here and there, but you're just gonna have 3 meals a day, 3 square meals a day on one plate, not one plate with 4 bowls of stuff, not 2 plates, not 3 plates, 1 plate of food. And most of that food is gonna be greens. I just taught this at High Performance Academy. It's very focused towards, we give at High Performance Academy, we give you a specific health plan that you'll get when you go to the program. But for you, I feel like, okay, are you doing something every day that maintains your health physically in terms of the nourishment? Maybe you take supplementation each day. I don't know what it is that you do, but you should have something. What about your relationship? Is there something you do every single day? Do you text and flirt with your sweetie? Do you acknowledge and praise your child? Do you go in and ask your team what they need? Something that you can do every day. What about renewal? Could you, you know, take a step back each day and meditate for 20 minutes once or twice a day? Could you make sure you just, you know, you turn off the radio, you turn off all the sound, you just close your eyes for a minute and get centered and find your space? Maybe renewal for you means you catch up on a nap. Maybe renewal each day means you're going to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep no matter what you do. I don't know what it is for you. What about financial? Maybe each day you check into, like, okay, how much, you know, am I spending? Am I spending money that makes sense or is it stupid? I know all these things might sound so basic, but I want you to develop practices, routines. And so here's what, I'll give you a couple examples that I might run in my own life. Like every single day, no matter what, I'm going to meditate. Every single day, no matter what, I'm going to eat healthily. Every single day, you know, no matter what, I'm going to walk outside, usually on average between 30 and 45 minutes without a phone. Just go wander, go walk to a park, be outside a little bit. Most people are not outside enough anymore in the modern era. Every single day, you know, no matter what, I'm going to send emails to the people who I need to reach out to that day. No matter what, I'm going to send out, I'm like, I'm waiting on a decision for this person, or I need something from this person. I'm going to send those out. Every single day, I'm going to do some kind of art. For me, art is writing. I'm going to write every single day. It doesn't mean I'm going to write for hours every day, but I'm going to get that done. Every single day, as I do these types of things, it creates real force and impact in my life. But most people, their every day is, well, I wake up, I check my inbox, I drive to work, I work, I come home, I feed the kids, and I go to bed. But there's not enough in there. They're missing their health. They're missing their relationship. They're not taking care of themselves. They're not advancing themselves toward their financial lifestyle that they desire. And so they're in trouble. Now, some people have daily rituals, but they don't have weekly rituals. Now, see, every Sunday of my life, I sit down and I journal about the week. And I just, you know, what was I happy with? What do I feel grateful for? What am I still working on? Simple questions, very simple questions. If you have my book, The Motivation Manifesto, when you read Reclaim Your Life Agenda, that chapter, the declaration number 2, you'll see some of the questions I ask myself each day. Declaration 2 of The Motivation Manifesto. Monthly, what could you do every single month? Could every single month you take off at least 3 days totally off the grid? I mean, off the grid. Could you do it once a week? You know, every year, could you go on vacation, you know, every 90 days? So like in my life, I make sure every 90 days, I get off the grid. My wife and I, we go away and we escape somewhere, right? We might do a staycation, we might leave town, but we'll go away just her and I, nobody else. And we'll just go away and we'll turn off the phones and the laptop and we'll just be together and reconnect. And it's part of our practice each year. Right? But you might have other ones. Maybe the first of each month, you do a full analysis on your financial reality and say, how am I doing in my business or my career or my life or in my savings? Maybe every, you know, Wednesday, you go and you shop at the specific health store. I don't know what it is for you. And I don't want to give you too many answers. This isn't highfalutin ideas here. This is life practices. And when you do them, everything shifts. Everything shifts. Because most of our challenges in our lives come from lack of discipline to implementing the things that we know we should be doing. And if you set up a routine that does not move, that is a must, that happens every day or every week or every year or every month, everything starts to shift. Next, projects and goals, right? We all have to think about now, okay, what do I specifically want outside of who I'm becoming, my purpose, outside of the interactions, relationships I have with other people, and outside of how I'm gonna run my life every single day, every single week, every single month, and each year. Okay, very important. And I hope you'll really stick to that. There should be routines you have set up in each of those, and you stick to them. And by doing that, that's how you become excellent. You see, we condition ourselves for sport performance, or we condition ourselves for performance at work, but by setting up meetings or setting up projects and agendas, but very few people do it in their own personal life. And so I hope you'll really take that practice session very seriously, because you'll get more miles out of that than anything else we talk about by getting a new routine or set of habits every single day, week, month, and year. Everything will shift. Okay, let's move now into specificity, your specific projects or goals you want to achieve. The good news is most goals fall into five categories. Very few people realize this, so they spend their time going, gosh, I don't know why, I'm not more driven, because they have no specific focal point to achieve specific things that these five things will give you. Okay, so let's walk through those five different categories of projects or goals you might have in your life. The first category is we all have goals of things we want to create, right? Things we actually want to physically produce or create in our life. Mine might be, I want to create a book. Other people might be, they want to create a new business. They want to create a product for Kickstarter. They want to create a new service for their business. They want to create a designation as number one in their category, right? We all have something we want to create, and usually it's something physical or a product or a service that we feel like, you know, that's a goal. I want to create that thing. And so we should decide, well, what are the things in our lives we want to create? In the next step, I'll help you kind of narrow that down to deadlines and specific structure, systems, tools, or support you might need for it. But for now, I'd love you just to use this as an opportunity again to check back into your life and just brainstorm, like, what are the things I really want to create in my life? Don't worry about organizing them into, this has to be done by next Monday yet. I don't even want you to think about next week. I just think about, like, what would bring great fulfillment and joy and advancement in your life if you created them? For some people, it's like, I'm going to create an app. I'm going to create a website. I'm going to create a store. I'm going to create something. What is it that you want to create? Because those things that you have that impulse to create, I think you should follow them. You know, if you've ever read my other book called The Charge, you learn that one of the forward human drives, one of the things that drive us the most in life is creative expression. And that usually comes through not just what we wear each day, but really what we physicalize, what we create. And if you want to create something, then do it. Create a new business? Go. Create a new product? Go. A new service? Go. A new PowerPoint? Go. A new app? Go. A new website? Second category is things you want to acquire, right? Acquire. When someone says, Brendan, I have a goal. I want to buy a yacht. Well, that's an acquisition, isn't it? Somebody say, well, Brendan, I really want to have a better car. I want a new house. I need a new washer and dryer. Those are goals. Those are material things that you want to acquire in your life. You have to have some money to acquire them usually, but not always. Some things you want to acquire, you could barter or borrow or beg for. I don't know what it is for you, but there's some things you want to acquire. What are the things you want to have in your life that would bring you joy, right? For me, I wanted a rider's villa. I wanted a vacation home up in the mountains, away from the city, away from everything, where I could go and escape to. That was a huge goal for me, like a place that I found magical that I could go write in the woods. You know, I'm from Montana. It had to be in the woods, right? So we all got our different things. I wanted to acquire that. Well, the one I wanted was really expensive. So it had to become a goal for me to go get that thing, right? So it's okay for you to have material things that you want too. Maybe you want to acquire status, right? Maybe you want to acquire notoriety in your area. As much as people want to bemoan those things and say, oh, that's just ego or whatever, it's part of everybody's life. And it's not something we should look negative upon. If someone's idea of success is they need to accomplish these things, look, they'll find out when they accomplish them whether or not they mattered. I'm hoping you're after things that you will find meaningful and are real, but there's nothing wrong with wanting to acquire wealth in life either. Matter of fact, I wish more people wanted to acquire wealth in their lives, because once you acquire that wealth, you can improve the quality of life for you and your family. You're able to give back more to society, both by more having time off, freedom, financial freedom gives you time freedom. Now you can go volunteer more. You can write bigger checks to causes that you care for. There's nothing wrong with wanting to achieve influence, status, money, power, wealth in life. Those just can't be our primary ends, because those things should serve something, our purpose. of improving our lifestyle and becoming the best people that we can be. Next, experience. We all want to experience something. People say, well, Brendan, you know, I just want to be able to go to, a Caribbean island for a month out of every single year and just do nothing. That's an experience. Other people say, I want to take them all to Disneyland. I want to stay in the good lodge, you know? That's cool. That's an experience you want to create for them. I want to have an incredible, loving, vibrant, sexy, sensual relationship with my wife. That is an experience you're trying to create, right? Now, there's a lot of things you have to do to create that experience, as many gentlemen will know. But I mean, you know, you have to work at these things, but they're just goals. What are the experiences you want to have in your life, right? Maybe an experience is you just, you know, maybe a goal for you is you just do not want to talk to anybody between 8 a.m. and noon, because that's when you're going to create your art, or focus on your business, or do something that's very specific to accomplishing something. Maybe an experience that you want to have is you want to experience freedom from cigarettes, freedom from addiction or emotional or physical pain. That's an experience, right? So again, you can think broadly, but that's the category we'll be talking about. The next one, things we want to learn. All right, some people have a goal. They want to learn French. They want to learn Spanish. They want to learn Chinese. They want to learn German. They want to learn Portuguese. Right? Whatever it is that they want to learn. Maybe they want to learn a new skill set to play the piano, play the drums. They want to learn a new skill set, drive a specific kind of car, fly a plane, right? They want to learn how to speed read. They want to learn how to contribute in a specific way. They want to learn the next levels of competency they would have to develop to get promoted, right? So what skills or knowledge or talents would you like to pick up? I had one friend, his big goal, he's like, I'm gonna learn 7 songs that I can play at every Christmas on the piano for my family. I said, you play the piano? He goes, no. That was just his goal. So you have to have your learning goals. And then finally, you have to have your maintenance goals or your improve goals. These are so simple, but a lot of people forget these are goals too. Maybe, you know, maintaining a clean house is a goal for you. It's real for you. You want to have that. That's fine. Maybe for you, you know, you want to renovate the garage. See, renovating the garage isn't under any of these other ones, unless you're going to go buy a new garage. That could be under a choir, I guess. But maybe you just want to improve your garage. You know, you want to create a better environment in your garage for yourself. That's fine too. Just simple things you want to maintain or improve. Maybe you want to improve your stamina. So you're gonna work out more often, right? Maybe you wanna improve the quality of the mental clarity that you have in your life. Maybe you wanna improve and have less stress in your life. All of these things could live in any one of these, right? Create a life that's free of stress, acquire something in your life, you know, some headset that helps you achieve less stress some magical way. Maybe you're going to meditate a couple times. You're going to learn how to chill out a little bit more. You're going to improve your life so that you remove some of the stresses. Look, some goals can live in multiple ones of these things. So I'm showing you that these are broad categories. Sometimes goals blend over them, but giving people a framework I've found always helps them aim a little bit more. And as I've taught this, I found most people never even knew to think about these categories. They've only been taught what personal development has been taught, you know, since literally the 1800s. Think about how you'd like to improve your life emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, mentally, and in terms of relationships. And those are broad, nice categories too. There's no right way to develop what your goals are. My only encouragement is to think big for yourself again and to really get committed to them. To think big, to have some dumb goals again, you know, dream-driven, uplifting goals, you know, goals you can put some method or behavior behind, which we'll talk about in a moment. I mean, just really think big for yourself again. And I hope that you'll do that. You know, if you did achieve a goal and you all came together to celebrate it, how would you know you achieved it? What would success look like for you? It's very important. So for example, as simple as that example is, you know, I'm gonna have a better garage. Great. Describe in one statement, what does a better garage look like to you? My garage now is finally what? Describe it. You can't just tell yourself, better garage. It's not gonna work. You won't do it. I mean, how many of you have that is a goal of yours? You're, clean up the garage. Everyone I meet is like, they hate their garage. But it's been, I mean, how long have you hated your garage? I hated my garage for 15 years. Well, how come you haven't changed it? Because it never became a real goal. They never really had a statement behind it. They never had steps to achieve it with real deadlines. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna clear out these cabinets here. We're gonna get rid of this table and bench here. We're gonna clear the bikes out over here, hang them up over here. We're gonna have all these steps that we're gonna do, and we're gonna do it by next Saturday or three Saturdays from here. Or we'll do the cabinets this Saturday, then we'll do the bikes next Saturday, and then the following Saturday from there, we'll clear off this oil and this mess all. I mean, people don't do that. And so it's why it's just something they kind of like to do, but it never gets achieved. There's a difference between an intention and an achievement, and it comes from having a statement about what you really want, having the steps and deadlines, and then describing, what's the support? What do I need help with here? Oh, I want some cabinets? I'm gonna have to hire and bring in a cabinet maker. I don't know anything about cabinets. Okay, that's on a to-do list. When am I gonna get that person in here? Now it becomes a deadline. Make sense? And then next, simple behavior triggers. You know, setting up a method or behavior trigger for everything that you do in terms of a goal will help you do it faster. What do I mean by that? Well, what if every single time you walk through the door of your garage, you pick something up and you put it away? You just trained yourself to do that. I walk in garage, I put something away. It's a behavior trigger for that goal, right? It's so simple, but a behavior trigger means you do one thing, your mind is reminded to do the next action, right? It's one of the most important things in all of memory development is creating that association. So an example like this, imagine if you have a simple goal. It's so simple. You never want to forget your keys ever again, right? You never want to walk out your house without your keys ever again. Here's what you do. You sit down and you visualize this scenario. When you walk through the door of your house, that's the behavior trigger, walk through the door. Imagine yourself, there's a cliff, and all of a sudden your keys fall down them, right? At the edge of your door, there's a cliff, your keys fall down them. And you run this in your mind a million times. Just run it over and over and over time. Now, get to the frame. Actually, go to the frame of your front door. See the frame of your front door. You walk to the frame of your front door. You see the front door. And all of a sudden, just look down. Imagine your keys dropping down into that cliff, down into the darkness. Now, you've trained yourself every single time. You walk through that. You hit that door. Your trigger goes off and it says, you feel and you sense this keys dropping. You're like, I don't have my keys. I lost my keys. And it reminds you to turn back in the house and get the keys. Now, I know that's so simple, but that's the power of behavior trigger. Another behavior trigger you might have is simple this. If you're trying to get your health back, you know what? You drop the girls off to school, and as soon as you drop them off, you turn around, and on your way back home, you stop at that health store, and you buy some fresh, good greens, fruits and vegetables that you're going to consume, and you make sure that you never walk out of that door with processed food. Not on that day. Not when you drop the kids off. If you gotta buy processed food other times, okay, you have to, that's fine, but not on that day. So you set up little triggers. Kids off, health store. Makes sense, right? Very, very, very simple things. I do simple things like that. I get off a plane, I have a behavior trigger, because health is important to me as a goal. So when I get off a plane, boom, I have a behavior trigger of things that I go and do to open up my body, to get my energy meridians back into space, and then to consume a supplement that helps me get back into my mind and get my body going, get my rhythm going, get my antioxidants going, right? Very simple stuff. It's just a behavior trigger. It's important to me because one of my experience goals is I want to experience a vibrant, energized life. So I set up all these triggers, these things I do in the morning, these things I do before and after workout, all this stuff. You'll hear me talk about a lot of that at High Performance Academy that I've done for myself, but also for literally Fortune 50 CEOs, for billionaires, for Olympians. So again, if this seems too simple for you, it's not about is it complex? It's about are you doing it constant enough, with enough force, with enough degree of excellence to make it happen, to make the change stick. You cannot argue that you would not get ahead faster if you had a higher degree of specific intention in each of these areas of your life and you did them. That's why those behavior triggers are so important. If you just did that, if we just got you more clear about your purpose, the interactions you want to have with people, your daily, weekly, monthly, yearly rituals, and the goals that you have specific for creating or acquiring, experiencing, learning, or giving, if we do that, then we're going to do a good job. Remember, only two things are going to change your life. Either something new comes into your life, a new idea, a new strategy, a new framework, as we've taught here before, and that shifts you. But ultimately, it's got to be something new comes from within. A new commitment to taking your life to the next level. A new commitment for a higher level of energy and joy and vibrancy in your life. A new commitment for a different quality of relationship. A new commitment for different practices and behaviors in your life. A new commitment for the goals and the projects you're trying to achieve. And when we do that, achievement will happen. Live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people.
And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.